Good morning. It's The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and everybody is weighing in on this decision by John McCain to offer his campaign be suspended to focus on the economy and possibly even delay the debates tomorrow night.
Hello, my name is Kemi, and I'm calling from Ditmas Park in Brooklyn. The minute I heard it, I really thought right away that he was actually trying to buy more time for Sarah Palin and the VP debate, which would also get delayed.
Cynical move by the McCain campaign, or as Barack Obama said, he wants to go forward with the debates because the president of the free world needs to be able to multitask. Lee had this to say.
John's cancellation of debate has nothing to do with the ability to do more than one thing at a time. It has to do with the fact of calling the attention of the country to this deep financial situation that we're in. I think it's very important that John McCain realizes that this is indeed a real situation that ranks way above whether or not if he scores 3 points against Barack Obama.
Here's another theory from Hector in Brooklyn.
As many of us have done in prior years, we didn't do our homework, and so we can't do the oral book report in front of everyone, so we have to go back and, like, give any kind of excuse. The economy, $700 million. All right, thanks.
Well, there's one excuse.
It's the homework
and
excuse.
Anna, well, she's got another thought on perhaps why McCain wants to suspend the campaign.
Senator McCain should suspend his entire campaign because that Sarah Palin is an embarrassment. Did you see her last night with Katie Kerry? Terrible.
This is Jane from New York City. McCain doesn't want to talk about his Rick Davis problem that we found out yesterday. That's why he is running from the press, and that's why he doesn't want to speak on national television.
And Kate writes on our website, also referring to Rick Davis, the campaign manager. I think it's to avoid questions concerning his campaign aide's relationship with Freddie Mac. Taking $15,000 a month from Freddie Mac for work of no substantive value is precisely the greed, Kate writes, that got us in this mess in the first place.
Hi, this is Karen calling from New Jersey. I think it would be an enormous mistake to postpone the debate, and I certainly hope McCain isn't going to suggest that we postpone the election. People need to hear from these two people in a situation like this. There are plenty of people in the Congress who can work on fixing this problem.
And Abby writes to us, I think it's a big mistake for McCain to suspend the campaign in today's tech world. She says you can do pretty much anything from anywhere. Well, maybe McCain is not up to the task yet. I wonder, is he going to postpone the election day too, she asks, just like the prior caller.
Although I love Abby's theory that maybe we could, like, BlackBerry our way into a $700 billion bailout. Here's another suggestion.
Hi, this is Dean from New Jersey. This is no political stunt on John McCain's part. This is just John McCain remaining true to form. That's my take.
And, I mean, the responses have been coming in like crazy to 877-8-MY-TAKE. Here's a bunch.
Yeah, I'm Paul. I'm from Rhode Island. And anybody who can't multitask really shouldn't be president.
Hello, my name is Gamal Salim. I think the presidential candidate should be able to take more than one task every time, and the debate should go on. I think Barack Obama is right about that.
Hi, this is Christine from Brooklyn. I strongly feel that if Barack Obama pulled out of the debate, they would be crucifying him. They would just be saying, oh, look at this, he's not ready, he's running scared, blah, 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 blah. I know that the
Thanks
financial...
Thanks to all of you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.